ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल नारदास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट 26। तत्रान्वहं कृष्ण कथा प्रगायता अनुग्रहेणाश्रणवं मनोहरा ताश्रद्धया मेनुपदं विशृण्वतः प्रियश्रवस्यङ्गममाभवद्रुचिः। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Vyasadeva, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is attractive not only in his personal features but also in his transcendental activities. It is so because the absolute is absolute by his name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, etc. The Lord descends on this material world out of his causeless mercy and displays his various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted towards him become able to go back to Godhead. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities, without knowing that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead, from within, all accumulated sins of mundane creature are cleared. Thus being cleared of all sins, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. Narada Muni has just explained this by his personal experience. The whole idea is that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, one can become one of the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni has eternal life, unlimited knowledge, and unfathomed bliss, and he can travel all over the material and spiritual worlds without restriction. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Sri Narada heard from those pure devotees, the Bhaktivedantas, in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel, Kali. Hare Krishna. O Vyasadeva, in that association, by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. In these few weeks till Narasingha Chaturdashi, which comes on the 27th of this month, we have a series of lectures that we have put up, which is going to discuss about the transcendental pastimes of Lord Narasingadev, which occupies a major part of the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But even before hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, at the very outset, very mercifully, Srila Vyasadeva gives the reason why he is writing the Bhagavatam. Because unless we know what is the purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the benefit of this Bhagavatam, whichever canto we read, it won't serve the purpose if we really don't know the essence, the purpose, the goal. Right at the outset, Vyasadeva clarifies why I was inspired to write this particular scripture. Because once we understand that, with that focus, irrespective of whichever canto we read, we will be able to extract the essence, take full advantage of this, and move towards our journey for perfection. In fact, that's the only reason the Lord descends, as it is explained here. Prabhupada explains so nicely. The Lord descends on this material world out of his causeless mercy and displays his various transcendental pastimes as a human being, so that human beings attracted toward him become able to go back to Godhead. Few months back, His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's very close and long-standing disciple, he gave a seminar for us, and he entitled the seminar as The Greatest Journey. And in bracket it said, Life Balance Seminar. How to balance our life to actually reach the goal. Our life is actually a journey. He said, why am I calling this the journey? Because this is Vyasadeva was told by Narada Muni that how I perfected this journey of human life, how I perfected it from a most insignificant position as a son of a maid servant in my past life. I, at the end of that very life, became an eternal associate of the Lord. Go back home, back to Godhead. In his next life, he became son of Brahma, a person who can travel to any place in the material and spiritual world freely, eternal, full of knowledge and unfathomed bliss, experiencing always. Who doesn't want that kind of a goal? But to traverse that path, there is a long journey. This is an internal journey. And then he said, two things are very important in this journey. He said, one time there was a king. The king had two very intimate friends, very well-to-do people. Somehow they were caught red-handed in some big scam. And they were produced before the king. The king had to punish them because otherwise he'll be failing in his duty. But he really didn't want to punish them because they are his friends. He was wondering what to do. Then he came upon an idea. He said, all right. He took them on top of a 80-floor building. Right across the street, there was another 80-floor building. So there was a gap of about 30 feet. He tied a tight rope between those two buildings. And he told his two friends, you have to walk across this to the other side of the building. If you are successful, all your sins are forgiven. If you don't make it, I am not responsible. So the two friends looked at each other. Suddenly, immense Vaishnava qualities developed. Pehle aap. Pehle aap. Because each knew that even on the footpath they had not traveled straight. What to speak of walking on a tight rope on top of an 80th floor building. But anyway, someone had to do it. So one of them said, all right, I'll do it. I'll try. And he kept first feet and the next. And lo and behold, the third one and the second fellow on the terrace was holding his breath and watching. Now. And he was just walking. And somehow, to the amazement of this second person, he actually went on the other side of the building. He made it. So this man was shocked. He said, how did you do it? How in the world were you able to do it? The first one said, very humbly, he said, two things only. I was focusing on just two things. Number one, I was looking at only one place. I have to reach wherever this rope touches that building. He said, this is the spot I want to reach. So I was focused, just like Arjuna was very focused. I want to hit the eye of the bird. Dronacharya asked him, do you see me? No, Gurudev. Do you see your brothers? No. Do you see the tree? No. Do you see the branch? No. Do you see that bird? No. Do you see the eye of the bird? No. What do you see, my dear Prabhu? He said, I see just the eyeball of the bird. Dronacharya was so pleased. He said, you will be successful. Shoot my child. Even before he be shot, he said, you will be successful. Because you are so focused. So this man said, I was totally focused on where I want to reach. There is no question of a journey without a goal. Where is the question of a journey? I'm starting on a journey. Where? Main to chala jidhar chale rasta. Mujhe kya khabar hai kahan meri manzil. That's foolishness. So where is the question of a journey? Without a goal? So the first thing is, he said, I was so much focused on the goal. And the second thing he said, I made it a point. Somehow I have to stay on the rope. Because to complete that goal, I have to stay on the rope. So therefore, whenever I said, hey, I'm going too much on the left side, I would give a jerk. And when I said, hey, I'm going too much on the right side, I would give a jerk. Somehow stay on the rope. Because otherwise you won't make it. So the second thing he said, I just balanced myself to somehow or other stay on the rope. Not go either to this way or that way. Distractions, temptations, obstacles, difficulties, all that will come. Somehow stay on the rope, which is the path to the goal. So Bhurijan Prabhu was explaining, truly the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is, it gives us, through all these beautiful pastimes of the Lord and His devotees, two things. Number one, what is our goal? again and again it brings into the focus, what's the goal? What's the goal? What's our goal in life? Because there is a tendency to be diverted to too many goals. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau navidhiyate. Distracted by the desire to lord it over or to enjoy or to control or to be the lord and master, we get diverted from the goal. So, unityam bhagavata sevaya, by regular hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, you never lose focus on the real goal of life. And when we discuss Bhagavatam in the association of sincere devotees, we somehow or other make it a point to just stay on the rope. Because once we fall off, very difficult to come back. Can you imagine? After slipping from the 80th floor, what chance is there of him coming back again on the rope? Very difficult. Unless somebody is holding a, you know, that circus, they have the net. Hey, falling from the 80th floor, you may pierce through the net also. Hit the floor. So Narada Muni is giving his own personal story. And it's very interesting. Why Narada is giving his story? Generally, devotees don't like to speak about themselves. But Narada Muni, as the ideal preacher, wherever necessary, as much as necessary, is speaking about himself. If giving a personal example there, just see me, Baba. Who I was. I was the most fallen, insignificant son of a maid servant. From there, I become an eternal associate. Just because I heard pastimes of the Lord in the association of devotees. And by that little service, I developed a taste, ruchi. And that developed into prema eventually. So he is giving his personal life. And Burijan Prabhu explained, through these scriptures, you get certain signposts. In a journey, it is very helpful to carry a map. And also, there should be signposts on the road. So you get a stock. You know, where am I moving towards the goal, away from the goal? We need to actually get an understanding of which direction we are moving. When I was in London a few years back, one thing about people there is, it's an insult to ask someone, kida jane ke idhar se? It's an insult. People look at you as if you have come from some other planet. Everyone has a map. And the map, every place, every street, every number is so beautifully designed in that big thick book. So, myself and another devotee was driving. He lost his way. So I just pulled down the window. And I went, hey, Prabhuji. Mat karo aisa. Why? So many people are walking. No. They'll look at you as if you're, you know. They get annoyed if you shouldn't ask. Just here, we have. And he was amazing. He was able to just track which year this, okay, come to a one particular square and from there, immediately find out. There's an index by which you can actually go. And they said, we have to go there. And actually, we were seeing in the map, and that square came. Ah, this square, yes, we are here. Immediately came. So you get an understanding of which direction you are moving. Similarly, the scriptures provide, especially the purports of the acharyas. In the 10th canto, there is a beautiful verse. Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhyuman bhavarnamam bhimam adabhra sauhrdaha. It describes about those great personalities who traversed on this journey and attained perfection. Swayam samuttirya. They crossed themselves. Sudustaram. Very difficult to cross this ocean in this long journey. Bhavarnavam. Bhava arnava. The ocean of birth and death. Bhimam. Very fierce. very fierce and very difficult to cross. But adabhra sauhradaha, unendingly well-wish, unending well-wishers, as Prabhupada wrote, you are ever well-wisher. Because they are ever well-wishers of us, after crossing, they crossed over. But very mercifully, they left the boat on the other side for us to cross. And what are that? What is that boat? That boat is their instructions left in the as a purports of the scriptures. Scriptures are important, but even to understand the scriptures, we need the commentary of the acharyas. Without those purports, we are lost like in a jungle. It's like a map, you know which direction you're moving. Nidhaya yata sad anugraho bhavan. In this way, Krishna and the devotees combine together to help a conditioned soul cross over the cycle of birth and death. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyava guru Krishna prasade paya. And because these instructions through these purports are given by those great personalities in the line of Bhakti Vedantas, if we follow, if we have faith to follow, Krishna will make sure that that path is successful. It is his responsibility, because we are putting faith in his men, the words of his men. He will not let go. That's another instruction from Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Just to prove the words of his pure devotee real, the Lord appeared from a pillar. Satyam vidhatum. How can he prove his devotee wrong? If the devotee is telling, surrender to Krishna and you shall attain your perfection of life. Chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna. Follow the four regulative principles. Stay on the rope. You will in this very lifetime attain the goal. Tu bol raha isliye kar raha hu, huh? Only because you are telling. Do it. I am not giving my own word. I am giving the words of the acharyas who are giving the word of Krishna, because Krishna says, surrender unto me, and therefore I say surrender unto Krishna. So he has to prove it right. So all these scriptures are basically giving different signposts of how to actually achieve. And what is the beginning of the journey? He's telling, and this story is giving us hope, because in Kali Yuga, everyone is a son of a Shudra. I'm sorry to say this. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. Some are sophisticated Shudras. Some are little polished Shudras. Some are cultured Shudras. But everyone is a Shudra, invariably. Unless we come in contact with a great soul who, by his instructions, refines our life. How to eat, how to sleep, how to defend. Not like an animal, but do it in a way ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha, right? Samanyam etat pashubhir naranam. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, both, everyone does. But Krishna says, yukta ahara, yukta vihara, yukta karma sacheshtasa. You should do it in a proper way. How to do these things? And simultaneously be focused. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhi kalavasani kritau nidrahara vihara kadi vijitau. They conquered over these things, the six Goswamis, by sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhi, by very regulated lifestyle of serving the Lord. So, these instructions through these beautiful pastimes of the Lord again and again reveal these beautiful truths. Whichever cant of Srimad Bhagavatam, whichever story you pick it up, it's the same thing. So first he says, अहम पुरा अतीत भवम भवे अभवम मुने. नारद मुनि बिगिन्स हिज लाइफ स्टोरी दैट इन प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम ऑफ ब्रह्मा, प्रीवियस डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा, दास्यास्तु कस्याश्चन. He doesn't even tell the name of his mother. Forget about the father. Some maid servant. You visit sometimes your friend's house. How many of you know the names of all the family members? And how many of you know the name of the maid servant? What to speak of the child of the maid servant? Who cares to, who bothers to know? So, dasyastu kasyaschana. I was a maidservant's son. Such an insignificant parentage, where I had no chance. Before this, he says, in the seventh canto to Maharaj Yudhishthir, another story, even before, how he became this position, because earlier he was a Gandharva, Upabarhana. Good birth, a demigod birth. Very, very beautiful. Very skillful. Able to sing very beautifully. Because of wonderful pious credits, he had such a wonderful facility. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri. Good birth. Very, you know, rich position, wealthy. Very learned and very skillful. A very bodily beauty he had. And he was called for a Sankirtan festival by the Prajapatis. And he went there. But then he went surrounded by beautiful women. Gandharva Loka, all of them are very beautiful. Bhagavatam picture shows that. Surrounded, he's having an instrument in his hand. Surrounded by all the girls are exclusively looking at him. And he went to the, in this way to the Sankirtan festival of the demigods. And there, Sankirtan means ultimately glorifying the Lord. He started singing some demigod songs. Actually, the focus was neither the Lord or the demigod. It was, he was full of himself. And everyone was looking at him, attracted to him. At the end of the day, you should be attracted to the Lord after Sankirtan. But people were attracted, they were all these ladies were looking at him. He was so proud. The Prajapatis could detect. And they cursed him. They cursed him to become a Shudra. Now Bhurijan Prabhu was explaining. Was it a curse? Or was it a blessing? He was cursed to be a Shudra? Or was he blessed to become a Shudra? Where everything that he could be proud of was taken away. No high birth, no intelligence. There's no statement that he went to a school there. He had nothing. So, what is life? What is one lifetime? Life, one lifetime is nothing but a handful of karma given to you, of the Sanchita karma. Of the quota that you have, a handful of it is manifest in one lifetime. And it is coming by the Lord's mercy. Whatever has come by Lord's mercy. They should be used for the service of the Lord, for the glorification of the Lord. When it is used for, when we think that it has come by our endeavor, and we become a little proud, and use it for our own benefit, it is actually a curse. It's not a blessing. That same very thing becomes a curse. So in this situation, Narada had no reason to be proud. There was nothing that he had. Born of that situation was humility. What if we have humility before going through all these curses and blessings? Really speaking, in this world, curse or blessing is both a blessing for a devotee. If he uses that situation to become humble, realizing whatever I have or don't have, whatever, both blessing. If Krishna has not given me something, it's a blessing. Maybe if I had that, I would have become proud. Sudama was feeling like this. Good that Krishna didn't give me anything. He didn't know, of course. Krishna had already given him in a different way. Good that he didn't. He knew the anarthas in my heart. That if you have all of this, it will not be good for you. Just like a parent doesn't give anything to the child which is harmful to the child. So if we are cursed to be in a particular position, are we grateful and thankful to it? Or if we are blessed with some situation, are we grateful and thankful for it? This is the first lesson Narada Muni is teaching. Two, this is the first signpost to begin this journey, the first step on the rope of traveling to the other side. The first step is humility. And born of humility is dependence. Because I am humble, I understand I can't make it on my own. I'm dependent on so many things. Even for my survival, I'm dependent on nature, I'm dependent on the air, I'm dependent on water, I'm dependent on my parents for my body. How can a person become proud? If he's really knowledgeable, vidya dadati vinayam, a fruit, a tree laden with fruit bows down. A human being endowed with true knowledge naturally becomes humble. What do we have? What do we possess? How long can we possess this? It's a gift. But, and born of that humility, natural dependence. He was dependent. He had no experience of the land. He had no experience. He's totally dependent on his mother. So that is the first principal lesson. Humility and dependence. Only the humble, said Jesus Christ, shall attain the kingdom of God. The meek and the humble shall attain the kingdom of God. The path to back home, back to Godhead is very narrow. It's very narrow. And there is no place for a puffed up ego. You get stuck. It's like putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. For our elephantine ego, the path of humility to traverse is very difficult. In his book, Unveiling His Lotus Feet, His Grace Burijan Prabhu, I'm somehow quoting too many times because somehow one thing that I found common in himself and myself is both like to teach. So he very beautifully says, as Prabhupada writes here, he says, this process of hearing in the association of devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel, Kali. This is Kali Yuga, right? So, what is this Kali Yuga? Amazingly, he has analyzed what is Kali Yuga. What is the root disease of Kali Yuga? What is the mission of Kali Yuga? The Kali personified has come with a mission. Just like the Lord comes with a mission. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And janma karma chame divyam. He has come with a mission. He is very focused to achieve his mission. Similarly, Kali has also come to achieve his mission. He has a mission statement. He is a very big visionary. He has a vision and a mission also. Unless you understand his vision and mission, you will become a missionary in his mission. Dedicated servant of Kali. We have only two choices. Kali or Krishna. So, let us try to briefly discuss the mission of Kali. Kali's mission, he will achieve success if he simply makes people undermine authority. If he creates faithlessness about the authorities. Finish, we simply become puppets in the hands of Kali. Now, how does Kali do it? Because what is the main thing? Who is the supreme authority? The supreme authority is Krishna. Right? The supreme authority is Krishna. And Kali's job is to induce irreligion. And irreligion means faithlessness. Faith in the authority of the Lord or his bona fide representatives. Guru na sasyat, swajana na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janini na sasyat. A guru, a leader, father, mother. To that extent they are father, mother, etc. Because ultimately Krishna is a father. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva. He is the real father. He is the maintainer. He is the mother. He is the protector. He is the nourisher. He is the guru. Krishna mande jagat guru. Anyone who represents on his behalf, I take the role of a father or mother or a guru or a leader or a king or a preacher, whatever. So when we any leadership position, leadership means you have somebody whom you are influencing or whom you are affecting by your influence. And the supreme authority is Krishna. Kali's job is to somehow remove that faith from authorities. Na rahega bans, na bajegi bansuri, especially this bansuri. If he removes the bans, how can you hear the flute play of Krishna? So what does Kali do? The first job Kali does, Kali corrupts authorities and reveals them as inept, inefficient and hypocritical. People are pained when they read in the newspaper, Phalana Swami had an exposed. His ashram, so many things was happening. This was happening. This was, and people take pleasure in exposing that. Sometimes it's actually bona fide. Sometimes there is nothing there, but still. They would love to do this. Why? Why do they take immense pleasure? And why is it a big victory for Kali actually? Big victory for Kali. Because in the whole Vedic structure, it is some authority and dependence. Authority and dependence. The whole system is like that. Take any relationship. Husband and wife. Parent and children. The priest and the congregation. The government leader, the king and the citizen. So there is a leader or an authority and there are people dependent under him, trusting him. So these natural relations that combine authorities with their dependents prove unreliable and untrustworthy in Kali Yuga. Once you see an authority, rather than protecting, has become a source of exploitation, then what happens? We lose. We can't trust any authorities. Oh, authorities are unreliable. And then, having shown that, when our foundation is shaken on authorities, Kali comes and whispers in our ear. See how the authorities exploit their dependence. Let there be independence for everyone. For every man and woman. Think for yourself. Care for yourself. Who else will care for you? Be your own authority. I'll do what I want to do when I want to do. I want what I want when I want. Their philosophy is written, just do it, on their t-shirt. Just do it. You feel like it, just do it. The other day, I read a mail. 72-year-old grandmother. She's now pregnant by her grandson, 27-year-old. And she's proudly just going around. I don't care what people say. In America, there's Indiana just a few days back. So, and then he has his Mahajans. Kali also has his Mahajan. It depends. Prabhupada said, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Se Mate. So, if you have a deep desire to become an instrument in the hand of the Lord, Krishna will use us. But if you want to simply defy authority, immediately Kali will use us. We have to become an instrument. So Kali propagates the pet theory of evolution. The theory of evolution, we may give credit to Darwin. It was not Darwin speaking. It was Kali speaking through the mouth of Darwin. Why? If people think they are evolving, they will come to believe that tradition and authority obstruct progress. Because evolution means it is evolving into better and better and better. That means old is foolishness. Anything old is unevolved, very, very old, what do you say, very outdated. We have to update. It is outdated now. So once you are believing that everything is evolving from imperfection to perfection, then naturally, what happens? Children will think of themselves as more evolved than their parents. And following elders impedes humanity's onward march. He's a little, thoda, purane vichar wale hain. Bolte rahenge, hum karte rahenge. And naturally. And similarly, all the people look at their leaders. You know, political leaders. They are our leaders, the kings. And in this way, if they are inept, inefficient, corrupt, finished. So Kali is actually victorious. And simultaneously, from within, he breaks the faith. Kali breaks the faith in even genuine authorities. Unfortunately, we generalize. If there's one problem somewhere, we generalize it to everyone. Everyone is like this. It's such a great responsibility, especially whoever in the leadership position, to properly represent as a representative of Krishna. It's such a great responsibility. Because otherwise, all are like this. Very difficult for generalized mass to actually put faith in any authority. So internally, the faith is finished. And once the faith is finished, it provokes unbearable, continuous quarrel and dissension to break apart honored traditions and social structures. Forget it. What is this chastity to only one person? Come on, have a working relationship. Why get married? Stay together. So in this way, all social structure and all the traditional value systems are gradually broken. It preaches convenience over duty. Do whatever is convenient, Baba. Look for convenience. ड्यूटी ड्यूटी ड्यूटी, धर्म धर्म क्या बोल रहे हैं, छोड़ो यार वो पुरानी बातें। और राम के जमाने में था धर्म धर्म, राम के साथ धर्म भी गया। जस्ट डू व्हाट इज नेसेसरी, बी प्रैक्टिकल प्रभु, बी प्रैक्टिकल। दिस इज नॉट प्रैक्टिकल, फॉलोइंग फोर रेगुलेट नॉट प्रैक्टिकल एट ऑल। हाउ कैन आई विजिट माई फ्रेंड्स एंड यू नो, बी प्रैक्टिकल बाबा। सो इन दिस वे ट्राइंग टू बी प्रैक्टिकल प्रैक्टिकल प्रैक्टिकल, प्रैक्टिकली वी आर आउट ऑफ द, वी फॉल ऑफ, बिकॉज नथिंग स्पिरिचुअल सीम्स प्रैक्टिकल टू ए मेटेरियलिस्टिक पर्सन। Yes, we have to be practical. Desha kala patra. But what is that practicality? First of all, deeply imbibe the theory of what is absolutely right, what is absolutely wrong. After understanding what is absolutely right, according to time, place, apply those principles in a... The externals may change, but the principles, you can't throw the baby out of the bathwater. In the name of throwing away burdensome, unnecessary, superficial rituals, don't throw away the essence of the rituals. And it's not practical to bow down every time, vanchakalpa. But the spirit is humility, respect for the others. If that can't be thrown away, unfortunately, in the name of practicality, we gradually throw away all these things. So the Kali preaches convenience over what is duty. It's my duty. This is an old man. It's not practical for him to stay here. Put him in some other place. Convenient. For us, for him. It's inconvenient for me to carry this child in my womb for such a long time. I don't need bag. I can't maintain also. So better abort. It's not convenient. It's too inconvenient for me to, you know, stick to one guy for such a long time. Chodo. Nothing will be convenient because the sense will go wild, as Prahlad Maharaj tells. Nunam pramattah kurute vikarma yadindriya preetara apranoti. Bhagavatam says this. Prahlad Maharaj says it in different ways to Hiranyakashipu. So, and really, Kali's proposals are very difficult to deny. Because they are facts. He presents facts. Dekho, aisa hua ki nahi? Hua ki nahi? Tula sangitla hota na mi? Hare Krishna, karuna ka. Bola tha, aisa ho gaya. Dekho, suno. Newspaper mein aaya hai tera, Hare Krishna mein aisa hua. Or this happened, that happened. This palana swami. Why are you joined? Whatever. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to deny. Because Kali is all pervading. He rules. Driving people toward self-oriented independence. Be independent. Be thoughtful. And sure enough, Kali succeeds. But the moment from the protected traditional time-honored structure that the Lord has established, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Gunam Maya Srishtam, it has been established. It may have been misused by some, influenced by Kali. That doesn't mean the system is bad. If there is a cataract on your eyeball, don't pluck out the eye, Baba. Remove the cataract. Remove that unqualified person, but don't throw away the system. Understand the system. So, despite Kali is difficult to deny rationales, it drives people towards self-oriented independence. But the moment a person becomes independent of the authorities, which seems very convenient, which seems you are the master of the situation, you don't have to be servant of someone authority, you're the master, and it's convenient, it's nice for some time, but because it is not our natural position, The natural position is to be subservient under an authority. Who is subservient under authority? Who is subservient under the Supreme Lord? Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsava Bhritya. So the moment we detach ourselves, which is success for Kali, he celebrates. The result is three things happen in our lives. The moment we become independent from this structured system. First, we are always full of anxiety. Who will fend for us? Who will protect us now? We have walked away from a very protective shelter, but who will take care of us? So there is constant anxiety. And there is general discontent, dissatisfaction. Because natural, a child is so comfortable and happy on the lap of the mother. Peaceful. But a child left in the middle of the crowd without is full of anxiety. Is not satisfied. So there is anxiety, tremendous anxiety, and there is a dissatisfaction within the core of the heart. Even though externally you're showing that I'm all right, that's perfectly all right, I'm fine. But actually deep inside, there is an element of total dissatisfaction leading to loneliness. Because this relation is naturally established by Krishna to be happy and satisfied and blissful. But the moment we walk away from such a situation, influenced by the propaganda of Kali, then we become anxiety-ridden, then we become dissatisfied, and we become lonely. No problem, Kali says. Why are you worrying? I have a solution. Approach me. Surrender unto me. I will give you all solution. Sarvadharman parityajya. Now you have given up all authorities. You have come to my shelter. I will give you protection. What is the protection? One solution that I am offering is, the solution is revolution. And what is revolution? Seek progress through science. Forever forward. You're lonely? No problem. Television. That will give you company. As soon as you come home, if you're feeling lonely, switch on. There is internet. There is movie. There is liquor. Just sleep and forget it. Intoxicate yourself. Movies, computers, sports, sex. Why do you think all this is being easily propagated, though everyone knows it's a waste of time? Everyone knows it's a waste of time. Everyone knows it's a waste of money to get intoxicated, because ultimately, but people are fully anxiety ridden. They don't know any solution. To be conscious is very painful. The loneliness, the anxiety, the dissatisfaction is so prominent, to forget it for some time. Otherwise, they have sleepless nights because of anxiety. Therefore, it's not that they like intoxication, because they have no other solution, just to forget it for some time. At least for a few hours, Baba. But when it becomes too much difficult, give up life. Finish. Commit suicide. Permanently soja. Because life is full of anxiety. People don't want to wake up. Beggars on the street, prisoners in the who are life imprisonment, they don't want to wake up, because waking up means another day, lonely prison house. For them, it's a miserable life. They want to just sleep forever, because sleep means forgetfulness. When you're full of anxiety, forgetting is better. So Kali says, this is the solution. Instant enjoyment. Oh, very, very costly. No problem. Virtual enjoyment. Directly or virtually, simply enjoy. Forget everything. Increase your self-esteem. After all, who but you are ultimately important. You are the center of the whole world. You are the center of the universe. You are Hiranyakashipu. You have controlled everything. But 5-year-old Prahlad can see through it. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgrahat. Tat sadhumanni asuravarya, O best of the asuras, on whose head Kali is personally, permanently residing. Sada samudvigna dhiyam. Daubhuta sargav lokesmin daiva asura evacha. This asura is sitting on all of our heads. We can easily make a asan for Kali. The moment we fall prey to that, we, our behavior will be like asuras. Like Hiranyakashipu. Don't think Hiranyakashipu was only in the Satyuga. Don't think Hiranyakashipu exists only in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't even think Hiranyakashipu exists in Kali Yuga, but not here, there. In my neighbor's house, not in my house. Hiranyakashipu exists eternally. And it's our choice. Whom do we want to surrender to? Even in spiritual life. Even after coming to spiritual life, we can be influenced by Hiranyakashipu mentality. And the moment we are influenced by this, we turn our back to Krishna. Rejecting authority means we turn our back to Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare nikatastha mayatare japatiya dhare. The moment you turn away from Krishna, as soon as one turns his back to Krishna and loses his sense of himself as the servant of God, he must develop an alternative sense of identity, because the worst thing that you can do to somebody is make him feel that he doesn't exist. If you really want to hurt a person, make him feel that tera hona ya na hona mere liye kuch farak nahi padta. If you say you are a burden, that's all right. At least thoda burden to heavy to hai. Your existence, tera hona ya kuch farak nahi padta. There is no use of your existence. That means if a person's identity is finished, what is he? So, our identity is Jiver Swarupoy Krishna Nitya Das. The moment you reject that identity, you have to accept some identity. And that identity, Kali says, I will anoint you as Angaraj. As Duryodhan said, tere ko identity crisis hai kya? Karna, aaja. Aaj se tu Angaraj. Don't worry, you're not giving proper respect and identity. I will give you an identity. Kali says, don't worry, Krishna has rejected you. I will give you identity. What is our identity? Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, aham, aham, aham. Krishna also says, aham sarvasya prabhu, matta sarvam pravartate. He gives you an identity. You're the center of the whole universe. So, he gives us a strong false ego. And Prabhupada writes in the third canto, the chief function of false ego is godlessness. You become so egoistic, you think that I am God. I am the controller, I am the proprietor, I don't need the help of God. It's a fact. Once I was flying by plane and I was thinking, my God, simply, you know, you sit in one place, few hours later, you are in such a distant place. Who has created this? The scientist. Because of science, press a button and you are talking to someone on the other side of the planet. How not will a person not be influenced by the power of science? Ek din science murde ko bhi jinda karke khada karega. They have belief. So much belief in science. In fact, science is God. Because to a large extent, but they don't realize the farther they break the laws of God, the harder slap they are getting. They are not happy. They're not blissful. They're miserable. So much dependent on this science. You are dependent, you fool. Even to be, remain cool, you need an AC. You have created a hell for yourself, and now you take help of science just to remain sober. But just wait. The kind of hell you have created by constant thinking of your ego. Let us see when Mother Nature stops responding. When mother sees that the child is becoming too disobedient to the father, she restrains her gifts. She won't give. Any mother who sees that the child is becoming arrogant and blaspheming the father will hide her resources. Because he will miss you. The child will miss you. She will not give it till the child learns a lesson. She punishes with a difficult heart, but she punishes. Let us see how your science is going to help you. When water doesn't exist, when electricity doesn't exist, when all the resources, petrol doesn't exist, let us see how you become peaceful, happy, and controller of the whole universe. You rascal. She'll make us realize. Kali's assignment is to make the false ego flourish. Just make the false ego flourish. And we see all around so many scientists saying that, what is this nonsense? Authority of God, dependent God. God is a word which is so difficult for them to say it. Because that shows that it hurts the ego. If someone is very, suppose he made a discovery and you say, Krishna is so merciful. Krishna, I did it, man. Krishna, meri buddhi lagaya maine. It's an insult if you say, if you bring God in the picture, in their life. Because the moment you say God, they realize they are dependent. For my intelligence, I am dependent on God. Buddhir buddhi matamasmi. For my strength, I am dependent on God. One little tumor, cancerous tumor, finish. What your science can do, let me see. You know, mrityu sarva haras chaham. Krishna says, all right, here is you are insuring yourself, right? Like Hiranyakashipu. I won't die like this, I won't die like this, I won't die like this. Krishna says, all right, this is a new policy. Iska insurance hua hai kya? Cancer ka hua hai tera? Chal dekhta hu abhi. HIV ka hua hai? Again and again, Hiranyakashipu thought he had protected himself against all, you know, possible thing of enjoying and remaining eternal. So to that extent, all of us are, even deep in our heart, somewhere in our heart, consciously we may not agree, but somewhere in our heart, this mentality is still there. To the extent we take shelter of these sources for our happiness, for our eternal life or knowledge. But, so, Kali's success is if you become egoistic. That's it. Just to increase your ego. Increase your ego. Reject authority. Puff up. You know, just like in the cycle shop, they have this pump. And the Kali's job is to keep on pumping your ego. Ishwaroham. You are the Ishwara. You are the Bhogi. You are the controller. You are the proprietor. Be man, stand up, fight, throw the authorities. Come on, stand up, boop, boop, boop. And ultimate, it bursts. How long can it go? How long can it go? Up till Hiranyakashipu? And then Dalita Hiranyakashipu. Narsingh Dev came with a big balloon. Okay, let us see. He came with a nail and... tore apart. And how does Narsingh Dev come in our life? Mrityu sarva harascham. Time. Tere liye mere ko khamba phod ke aane ki jarurat nahi hai. teeny weeny Hiranyakashipus. What kind of, Hiranyakashipu at least really did tapasya. Really. For us, why should the Lord come? He's not our servant to come. Chota chota ego phuphu, aise to phatne wala. We are like bubbles. Bubbles in the ocean. You don't need to take a, too many bubbles are there, you know. We need to take some prick and, you know, finish all the bubbles. Automatically it'll burst. Few seconds. Where is the British Empire? Which thought that sun never sets on the British Empire? Now it never rises. It's a fact. It's always, the day sun rises, they celebrate. Everyone leaves the office, come in the park, starts drinking and sleeping. Sun doesn't rise at all. Where are all the, you know, Napoleons and Hitlers who were riding the wave of time? Ishwaroham, maham bhogi, saddhavam, balavan, sukhi. Krishna doesn't have to come. In the form of time, everything is burst. Finished. But for Kali Yuga, the Yugavatara comes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he comes with a pill. Just like here, Lord Narsingadev came with a special made pin. That is why in that Narsing Arti we say, we glorify that, right? Tavakara Kamalavare. Very soft. But Nakham Adbhuta Shringam. And Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Mahaprabhu has come with a formula which is like the nail of Lord Narsingadev. Exclusively made to smash this ego. And therefore he said, what is that? Kirtaniya Sadahari. And to Kirtaniya Sadahari, you have to be dependent and humble. And therefore he says, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Saishna, Amanina Manadena. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, you take this. And this was Prahlad Maharaj. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always thinking of Lord. Always thinking of the Lord. So humble. So tolerant. He never cursed Hiranyakashipu. You are my father, giving me so much trouble. He could have easily applied for child abuse. He was abused. Innovative ways. Creative ways. No child has been ever abused by the father like that. He could have easily complained. Taro riva sahishnuna. Why? Because trinadapi sunichena. And amanina. Never expected any honor for himself. When his children, when all his classmates ask, Prahlad, Shanda Amarka don't teach like this. Professor Shanda and Professor Amarka never spoke to us like this. Where did you get all this knowledge? And we never see anyone. You don't get special tuition anywhere. Where did you get this? He could have said, Tumhe nahi malum. I know all this. He could have easily become an acharya there. But immediately he says, no, I'm a helpless person. Narad Muni taught to my mother when I was so humble. And Amanina Manadena always was respectful to Hiranyakashipu. Oh, best of the asuras. Now, if once Maharaj was giving a class, I think in 2000, Brihad Bhagavatam, he said, if someone calls you, oh, best of the asuras, it's an insult. But to an asura, you say, oh, best of the asuras, it's a compliment. Just like we may look down upon the film hero, or a cricketer or something. We may not, devotionally, we may not see it as a very important position. But some people go and say, you are the best of the cricketers. You are the best of the actors. Because in that field, he is a Mahajan. No one has ever achieved what Hiranyakashipu did achieve. And Prahlad acknowledged that. Oh, best of the asuras. So much energy you are doing. Please do one thing. Chant Hari. Go to Vrindavan. Vanam gato yad Hari mashayad. So much energy. Powerful energy you have. So much austerity you are doing. Why don't you do it in the right direction? Out of compassion, like a slap on the face. Actually, Prahlad was sincerely trying to blow that ego much before Lord Narasingha did in a very gross way. Had he listened to Prahlad and slightly released the air, "Theek hai Prahlad, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna." Then Narasingha wouldn't have to, you know, do that major surgery. He wouldn't listen. He just wouldn't listen. So Mahaprabhu, the avatar for this age, he has come with the panacea, broad spectrum antibiotic, Ramban Dava. All your Kali, Kalau Doshanidhe Rajan, it is full of faults. It is an ocean of faults. Ab kispe work karoge aap. That is why the sages 5,000 years ago saw this. Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya, Kalavasmin Yugejana, Manda, Sumanda Matayo, they gave the full-fledged diagnosis. Kaliyuga's diagnosis. You know, he has this giddiness. And sometimes case history is taken. When you go to a hospital, they take case history. So the case history of all of us was taken 5,000 years ago in advance. And the prescription also given. What is that case history? It is our case history. Alpayushaha. Lifespan is so short. First of all, life is running away. Human life is so adhruvam arthadam. It may be very short, but it is so meaningful, so precious, so valuable. It's such a wonderful gift. But alpayushaha, our lifespan is so short. And first of all, lifespan is so short. Prayana Alpayusha. And in that, so much time goes in quarreling. Kalau Asmin Yugejana. And Manda. At least, don't be lazy to achieve the perfection of life. But people are so lazy for spirituality. By chance, someone says, "No, I want to overcome laziness. I want to look for what is the goal of life." Very few like that really want to overcome laziness and work on achieving the goal of life. But even if someone overcomes his laziness, very rarely, sumandamatayo, there are so many so-called institutions which offer so-called solutions in the name of spirituality. So many, which are not according to Bhagavatam. We are not saying, only join the Hare Krishna. Join anywhere which gives pure Bhagavatam message. Because that can elevate from the position of an insignificant Shudra to an eternal associate of the Lord. That the potency is there. Sumanda, Sumanda Matayu. And by chance, if someone overcomes the laziness, searches, and somehow happens to tumble into a right place. He says, "Wow, who is this? Radha Gopinath. Cha, what is your philosophy? Prasadam, wonderful." By chance he happens to, you know, stumble into a right place. Still, mandabhagya. A person can become unlucky if there are so many distractions. So many times. Every time newcomers, we say, "Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol." If all newcomers stayed, I don't know, we have to move to Chowpatty to have a Sunday feast. But like a wicket gate in a park, some people are coming and some people are Haribol, Haribol, and some are Haribol. Why? Mandabhagya, so many distractions, so many temptations, so many obstacles, anxieties, troubles, fears, and therefore they fall away. And even by chance, somehow you survive all that and say, "Still I want to stay here." Upadrataha. So much anxiety just to make two ends meet. And somehow stay on the rope. It is such a struggle simply to remain on the rope and balance our lives. Because every time we take a new responsibility, we get married, new responsibility. Get a child, new responsibility. Get a promotion, new responsibility. Responsibility means burden. Burden means weight. And weight means the chance to be overthrown, thrown off. You know, sometimes we see in North India, I saw a bus. It was traveling like this. Everyone is hanging from that door, two doors. And the bus was so amazing how it was made. And the road is also like this little. So somehow like that, you know, struggling to maintain on the rope, stay on the rope. But if we can somehow make it glorious, that itself is glorious. Anyway, so this is a brief introduction. But Narada Muni says that this is how the power, so the first thing is ego. Dasyastu kasyaschanam. But the Vedic culture taught humility. Born out of that humility is dependence and a service attitude. Somehow in Vedic culture, if someone is born even 1 year ahead of you, you say Dada, right? Elder brother. It's like Ram, Lakshman, Bharat. They were born together. Forget about that. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Twins. But Hiranyaksha always followed Hiranyakashipu as elder brother. Because he said, Nani, first you were impregnated, then I. Even in that, 1 second later, and he would respect. And out of respect is born trying to serve. If that service attitude, which is natural in Vedic culture, is only moved towards the source of service, that is Krishna or his devotees, that is the perfection. Narada's life, so-called curse, became a blessing when he was put in a very humble situation and dependent situation. And in that situation, Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, by his causeless mercy of the Lord, he got an opportunity to associate with the Bhaktivedantas. Similarly, we have also the good fortune of associating with Bhaktivedanta Swami. All of us have had some opportunity. We have somehow come in contact. Now, do we take advantage? It doesn't really matter whichever position we are. We don't have to be like Narada to be born in such a position. But whatever blessing or curse, if we use that facility humbly, feeling dependent on the mercy of the Lord, then we can proceed further. And then, out of that service to the Bhaktivedantas was born an opportunity. When we continue to render service to the Lord and his devotees, so many opportunities come. It is not a burden, it's an opportunity. Once only Narada got the opportunity while serving the Bhaktivedantas, they were pleased by that service. And they allowed him to take their remnant only once. Uchishta lepan anumodito dvijayi. Sakrad. He took that. So born out of humility is a natural dependence. Born out of that situation is that service attitude is turned towards the Lord and his devotees. And in that service, there are so many opportunities. And when we take advantage of those opportunities, mercy flows. And mercy means more opportunity. More mercy. More opportunity. More mercy. And what happens by that mercy? By that mercy, the heart gets cleansed. We feel purified. And when we get purified, just like an iron rod, an iron piece, small piece of iron, is naturally attracted to a magnet. But when it is rusted, it's not attracted. But if it is cleansed of all its oxides, all the rust, naturally the attraction comes. So, when we serve the Lord, I would like to read that purport to that. Very beautiful purport. He says, although, this is another very interesting thing. Narada Muni is telling, Chakruhu Kripam Yadyapi Tulya Darshana. This is the Guru of Prahlad Maharaj speaking. Prahlad Maharaj exhibited this. Narada Muni exhibits this because he was also affected by that. He says, Chakruh Kripam Yadyapi Tulya Darshana. The Bhakti Vedantas were equipoised. They were not giving mercy. Eh, tule, tu side meja, tule. Tere ko nahi, usko. They were showering like sun, giving mercy to everyone. Simply giving. But Narada says, Chakruh Kripam. But they were specially merciful to me. Now somebody may say, aisa kaise? The Lord also says, you know, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Deshu. He's equal to everyone, but simultaneously is very much inclined to his devotees. Similarly, the devotees are like that. How? Somebody may ask, how? Burijan Prabhu told a very nice story. He said one time, Prabhupada was sitting in Los Angeles and devotee, he was giving a darshan and so many devotees were sitting and Tamal Krishna Maharaj at that time was a brahmachari. He was sitting there and there was a small boy. His name was Veerbhadra, 12-year-old boy. And after the Prabhupada, when he asked for questions, Veerbhadra raised his hand. He said, Prabhupada, I have a question. He said, yes, what is that? How come you are so merciful to Tamal? Innocently, he saw Prabhupada was so merciful to Tamal. Say, how come you are so merciful to Tamal? So Prabhupada laughed at it first. And just naturally and spontaneously said, no. Not that I am partial to someone and impartial to some. He has taken advantage of that mercy. He said, he has taken advantage of that mercy. The Bhaktivedantas are equally distributing mercy to everyone. Every day we hear Bhagavatam. So many people hear. Some take advantage of that. And some goes through 1 year, goes through the other year. Some cleansing is there, some purification is there. But somebody should take advantage. The sun is equally showering. But if you stand in the dark room and say, why somebody else is getting it? You come out. The sun is shining equally. So, very interesting purport. And Burijan Prabhu brought it out very nicely. He said, what is that qualification? What did Narada have that he took advantage? So he says here, as far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports. Not even cricket. Not even IPL or T20, P20, T20. Even though I was a boy, we are full-grown human beings. In addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak more than required. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instruction of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. So, yes, the Bhaktivedantas are equally. But someone, Narada, in his previous life, took advantage by developing qualification. Now, someone may say, Prabhuji, agar qualification hai hi rahi to. Mera situation aisa hai ki ye sab kar hi nahi sakta main. Sometimes people say that also. Doesn't matter. At least strive. We should strive our best to develop. Show some sincerity to Krishna. If we show some sincerity to Krishna, Krishna will give us the mercy by which the strength will come to manifest these qualities. Very interesting purport, if you listen attentively, as Prabhupada says. We should listen to this attentively. So, the Vedanta Vadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But before the initiation, he, the boy, became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. Interesting. Though Narada Muni says in the purport that I was having all these qualities, Prabhupada says the other way. He says, so the Vedantavadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But he had some discipline. He would serve very nicely. And the Bhaktivedantas were pleased by that. He said, without that discipline, nothing happens. And Bhurijan Prabhu, very interestingly, brought out a very interesting point. He showed Prabhupada's letter, written by Prabhupada in his own hand, after the first set of initiations that he did in November 25th, 1966. The first initiates didn't even know the four regulative principles. Prabhupada initiated them. And after initiation, the next day, he put up this notice. And what does the notice? I will read it for you. And just see how the Vedantavadis, 5,000 years ago, in the previous millennium, or even today, are speaking the same thing, giving the same thing. After initiating, that means he showered his mercy first. But they showed some inclination, some discipline, some qualification. They didn't have all these qualifications. They were attached to all kinds of things, but they had some sincerity. If a pure devotee can notice this, will the Lord not notice it? After initiating, that means connecting them, giving them the mercy, then in the notice he says, all initiated devotees must attend morning and evening classes, must not be addicted to any kind of intoxicants, including coffee, tea and cigarettes. That means earlier they were doing it. They are forbidden to have illicit sex connections, must be strictly vegetarian, should not extremely mix with non-devotees, should not eat foodstuff cooked by non-devotee. He's telling it to these people, pakka, you know, regularly as principle they would break the four regulative principles. But because they showed some sincerity, he, without compromise, is giving these heavy statements, which for many of us may sound, eh, thoda jyada hi ho gaya. But in 66, for these hippies who had rejected all authorities, don't trust anyone above 30, that was their mantra. And here is a 70-year-old man, should not eat foodstuff cooked by non-devotee, should not waste time in idle talks, not speaking too much, Narada Muni says, nor engage himself in frivolous sports. So perfectly in line with the Bhaktivedanta purport of the Bhaktivedantas. Should always chant and sing the Lord's holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Acharya, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, 26 Second Avenue, New York, dated November 25th, 1966. So this is a Bhaktivedanta. Even though we may not have all these qualifications, but if he shows little discipline, little self-control, little obedience, then they are so merciful. They give their mercy. Chalo, I will give you extra. Sometimes you wonder, why? Sometimes, yeah, anyway. Why are they so merciful to someone? No, it's up to them. The Lord can give mercy to anyone. The devotees can give mercy to anyone. It's up to them. They are satisfied. They are pleased by some sincerity that they may see. And then, he says, Narada Muni says, very interesting thing. By serving those great souls. The one thing is, when you serve someone, that person's quality becomes manifest in you. Especially when we serve exalted devotees, there, and if they are they are satisfied, actually. They are satisfied. They are tolerant. Our so-called service also they accept. Even though it is in one kind of sense disservice. But seeing that enthusiasm, seeing that sincerity, they said, oh, very nice, very nice. I'm sad. But if you really please them, in whatever little way we can, then that person's Krishna, in the Bhagavatam previous shlokas, Narad Muni, Vyasadeva says, Shushusho Shaddhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. We are also talking about Ruchi here. Mama Bhavad Ruchi. Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syat Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirthani Shevanat. And why? If the devotee feels satisfied with our service, then how come the taste comes? Because when a devotee's praise for us, when such an exalted person prays for us, Krishna is obliged to that devotee. Because that devotee is risking his life for the mission of the Lord. Krishna is so obliged. Kare kuch to mango yaar. Tune mere liye itna seva kiya. Like Narsingadev told Prahlad, Prahlad, my son, you suffered so much. And just because you are chanting my name, please ask me. Prahlad said, I am not a baniya. Gurujan Prabhu said, I am not a baniya. He was not repeating. He was repeating the same words of the previous great acharyas. He said, I just simply want to please you. If you are satisfied, I am happy. So, such pure devotees of the Lord who risk everything just for the mission of the Lord, Krishna, any gentleman, if someone helps you in small thing, you know, I saw in that bus, one child vomited. Vomited on somebody else's pant. That fellow just took the child, just brought it out. The mother was so embarrassed. But this person not only cleaned, but got the water. And she was saying, no, 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 please don't, no, no, no. She was so embarrassed, but he cleaned. She was so grateful to that person. I'm sorry, this person has done so much. And still you are so. She was obliged to him. She was ready to offer her seat. If an ordinary gentleman or a lady feels so much obliged, if you do something for someone who is very dear, for Krishna, every soul is so dear. He comes in this world just to be ways and means, attracts so many wonderful, puts on all kinds of fancy dress and comes, acts, hear about me, Baba. I do so many wonderful pastimes. Don't hear of all these nonsensical Mahajans. Hear about me. I have performed so many wonderful pastimes along with my devotees. Hear about me. Develop a taste. So his whole heart is how each soul is going to be delivered. And if someone says, don't worry, my Lord, you stay in Golok Vrindavan, you have enjoyed Raslila, I will go and deliver everyone. Prahlad Maharaj told this. He said, let till the every fool is remaining here, I will not come out to Golok. I will serve all of them. If sabko nikal ke, sabko chadane ke baad mein chadunga. Gaadi mein. Narsingadev is obliged. He says, forget about you, beta. Your 21 generations is liberated. Anyone who says I am connected with Prahlad. Kone tu? Prahlad Maharaj ka ba? Achha, Prahlad ka bhai hai na? Chalo. Sometimes we use that, right? In Jagannath Puri, I was not getting entry into Gundicha temple. Then when Maharaj went, Maharaj ke saath servant hai? Chalo. So sometimes, if you just tell, Prabhupada ne bola tha, isliye sola ma. Achha, Prabhupada bola, chalo. I don't know you, but I know Prabhupada. Prabhupada ka aadmi hai, chalo, andar chalo. So, Narsingadev told, out of so much obligation, he said, Prahlad, anyone for thousands of generations, not 21 actually. Prabhupada writes in another place, thousands of generations of that devotee. If he just say, I'm connected with Prahlad, achha, they can go in. So much obliged. Just like, you know, even in this world we see, if some fellow has fought for the country before independence, his son and grandson and great-great-great-great-grandson gets a free seat in engineering or some extra marks, freedom fighter's quota. What did he fight? One day he went into jail because he was standing with some patriots. And the patriots were thrown because he was standing just hearing what they were telling. He was also dragged in. But when he comes out, he says, "Main bhi gaya tha jail." And my name is there. So his great grandson gets admission in engineering. So if you fight for a country, if one man fights, somehow or other is involved in that country, their great grandchildren, generations later, get free admission into colleges. Is Lord so hard-hearted that someone gives his life for the mission and Lord is not obliged? He is so much obliged. I said, chal, anyone who is connected to you. So, where were we? I forgot. What was I saying? Because devotees are risking so much, the Lord is so much obliged. And by chance, if such a devotee says, "Prabhu, acha aadmi hai isko thoda mercy de do," the Lord cannot refuse. He cannot. Even if you're a rascal, you're rascal, but tu bol raha isliye chhod raha hu isko, chal. It's a fact. Mahaprabhu was, he would have finished off Nitya, Jagai and Madai. Because Nityan said, "Bacha hai isne." Okay, chal. "Madai, tere kon?" "Nahi, nahi, mai bhi, mai bhi, mai bhi, mai bhi. Main Jagai ke saath tha. I was standing with Jagai only." "Acha, theek hai, a jao." It's like that. So, because they risk everything for the mission of the Lord is so obliged. And when they are satisfied with some insignificant efforts that devotees make, and they don't have to even pray for us. Sometimes they say, "Prabhuji, you have to pray. Not, you may not remember all the names. But if somehow or other they are some way in any way become satisfied with the sincere endeavors, the mercy actually flows. Their thought, wherever they think, mercy flows. Just like Radhanath Maharaj was telling, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, when he came here, Prabhupada stood here on the staircase of Bharati Vidya Bhavan. He just expressed a desire. There should have been a temple here in this area. Pass! Krishna noted. Likho abhi. Yahan ek temple aana hi chahiye. Actually, Lord Brahma says, this is a shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "Because I am a total surrendered devotee of the Lord, whatever comes from my mouth, Krishna has to prove it right." Just like Arjuna suddenly said, "My Dana was running." Krishna burned the whole Khandava forest. And everyone was supposed to die according to Krishna's plan. It was Krishna's plan that everyone in that forest die. But My Dana was escaping and fell at the feet of Arjuna. And Arjuna said, "Chal, tere ko main bacha dunga, chinta mat kar, mere sharan aaya." Krishna said, "Yeah, why did you leave him? Sudarshan was behind him. Anyone who escaped, Sudarshan was behind him." But because Arjuna said, "Nahi, I'll give you protection," Krishna had to withdraw his tune bol diya na. I may prove my words wrong. Your word should not go waste. Because if your words are gone, people will lose faith in me. So Prabhupada says, chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, somehow stick on, and you shall go back to Godhead. If you somehow do it, not because of our 16 rounds. Our 16 rounds are nothing. But because Prabhupada, you are doing it because Prabhupada said, you are having faith in Prabhupada's words. So Krishna will say, "Prabhupada ka suna na." There is hope for us. So, by serving that exalted personalities, their quality manifests. And what is their quality? Their quality is they are always eager to hear. Why? Because they love. When you love someone, you want to hear about that person. Anything. His name, his form, his qualities, his paraphernalia, entourage, abode, anything about him. Similarly, because the devotees are all lovers of God, when they pray or when they are satisfied, their quality manifests. And what is that quality? Eagerness to hear. And when we hear, somehow or other, hear attentively these pastimes, Shunvatam Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyantasthohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Dhuljana, thoroughly cleansed. Suhrit Satam. Because Krishna sees in the heart, oh, he's showing eagerness to hear about me. Chalo, I'll give him some taste. Ruchi. And ruchi is not there because of anarthas. But anarthas will go away by constant hearing. It's a connected process. So in this way, by hearing the pastime, there is purification of the heart. And we also learn powerful lessons and the principles. It's a perfect science. We should never think that Bhagavatam is Purana. No, it is eternal. It is a... It's an eternal reality. It is a Nitya Leela. Even today it's as relevant, as important as it was during the Hiranyakashipu's time also. So there is the Hiranyakashipu in us, there is the Prahlad in us. It's not that only Hiranyakashipu. Out there they are Hiranyakashipu. We are all Prahlads here just because we are sitting in the temple. No. The mentality of Hiranya and Kashipu. Hiranya means gold. And Kashipu means soft bed, enjoyment. Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Aparta Chetasam. Gita is a law book and Bhagavatam is a law journal. Law book quotes the laws very in a cryptic or very aphorist sutra way. But Bhagavatam elaborates. So Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Aparta Chetasam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidyate. Whoever tells. That's why Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu. Matirna krishne parato svato va mitho vipadyeta griha vratanam. If by discussing, by speaking, by any process you can't hear because you are griha vratanam. Rather than being dridha vratanam, you are griha vratanam. You are focused on me and mine. And therefore, you can't understand this knowledge. So what should he do? What is the best thing that you have learned, Prahlad? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Hiranyakashipu didn't like it. So this mentality, why are we not determined? What is determination? Determination means the body, the mind, the scriptural words and Krishna are in one line. They are aligned properly. That is balance, life balancing. Sometimes my intelligence is convinced what you are telling. Prabhuji, I am 100%. I understand. Kalat hai, valat nahi kaya. I understand everything. But my mind is telling so many things. My senses are telling so many things. And therefore, my mind goes there and the senses go there and I fall down. Naturally. If one leg goes there, one leg goes there, how can you stand on the rope? You'll fall. So balance means your head, your shoulder, your belly and your leg should be in one line. On the rope. That is balancing. Balancing means our aspirations of the soul, our good intelligence, our mind and our senses. They all should be in alignment. That's like hierarchy. Whatever the soul says, the intelligence. Whatever the intelligence is, mind. The mind says, senses follow. And that means some amount of discipline, some amount of self-control, some obedience is required. Otherwise, the mind will go crazy. Something is required. Otherwise, we have to show to Krishna that we are trying to do something. Then Krishna may reciprocate. Another lesson that we also learn is how nothing material is eternal. But spiritual is always eternal. Narada Muni, previous day of Brahma, he got that knowledge. Still today he is going on traveling around preaching. It's all eternal. Benefits are eternal. Anyway, there are so much. But time is running out. So I would like to conclude with just one thing. And that is how this Leela, these pastimes of the Lord, are even eternal. Even today, it's so relevant. Just see Srila Prabhupada. What was Prahlad Maharaj? 5-year-old boy. Is there any 5-year-old boy here? Generally, we don't even allow in the satsang. 5-year-old boy, because they make a lot of... Can't sit. Hey. What is your age? 8? How old are you? 7, stand up. So reduce 2 inches from the head of this boy. Thank you. So delicate, so sweet, so gentle. And imagine Hiranyakashipu. And they both decide to face each other. What hope is there? Even I can easily do. I'm not a very well-built person, but I can easily do. But it's a fact. You could have just easily crushed. Like Hiranyakashipu was crushed. Hiranyakashipu could have easily crushed Prahlad. It's a fact. So, but what fearlessness Prahlad must have had. Even demigods were afraid if his eyebrows moved in a very uncomfortable, you know, or little distaste, out of distaste, then people were really scared. Prahlad went there. So I was thinking, I shared with devotees last time also. He said, Srila Prabhupada was like Prahlad. Old man, 70-year-old. And where was he? Right in the palace of Hiranyakashipu in America. In 1966, America, practically one of the superpowers at that time. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. USSR and US at that time. Nowadays, Hiranyaksha is already dead. Hiranyakashipu is because of recession going down. So, but at that time, they were the superpowers in that sense. Hiranya means gold. Kashipu means soft bed. Enjoyment and luxury. It was a fact. So much luxury. People go to America not to become, not for self-realization. To realize money and power, whatever. Enjoyment. Nice enjoyment. Facilities, wonderful facilities. To the capital of America. Just like Lord Prahlad sat on the lap and spoke to Hiranyakashipu straight on the face. Similarly, the lap of America is New York. Capital, entering into New York City, sitting there and telling all the Americans, chant Hare Krishna, follow 4 regulative principles. No meditating, no intoxication. Who can say this? Nobody dares say this. And just like Prahlad was teaching to all the little kids, oh son of Asuras, you're not Asuras. Chant Hare Krishna. Similarly, all these hippie boys, all American boys and girls, chalo. Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. Making them dance. He was entering right under the nose of Shanda and Amarka. And who are the Shandas and Amarkas? The scientists coming out from the top universities. Prabhupada is telling, they are fools and rascals. Can you imagine going to America, speaking to all the scientists, telling the scientists on their face, very respectfully though, like Shanda and Amarka, like Prahlad Maharaj, very respectful to Shanda and Amarka, but told them, you are fools. You are teaching wrong thing to these kids. Prabhupada had the guts to say straight away, you are fools. And of course, we can't imitate. We should not imitate. Sometimes out of immaturity, we try to follow Prabhupada only what he speaks, not what he does. After we are 70-year-old and reach a maturity of sincere practice of Krishna consciousness, completely dependent after traveling in Jaladuta, then we can speak these words. Sometimes out of enthusiasm, we speak what he did. We speak what he said, but not do what he did. But the fact is, we must realize in that culture, to go in that situation and call, scientists were like worshipped at that time. and to call them like that. And when he came to India, the demigod worshippers and the so-called sadhus, powerful personalities in India, he called them fools and rascals, exposed them. Very fearless. Why? We've become fearless out of foolishness and arrogance. But he was fearless out of genuine compassion and genuine conviction. This is the best for you. Stop all this nonsense. Take this process. It will help you. And just like Hiranyakashipu took lightly, little boy. Thik se sikhao isko. Similarly, Americans at that time, Prabhupada said, if they really knew what I am coming to give, they would have killed me long back. They didn't realize what he was speaking. But today, all the world. And it did happen. Prabhupada went to Russia and he said, very soon this whole thing will collapse. He could see that it won't last. And sure enough, it has happened. Why? Because he knew Lord Narsingadev will come in the form of time. Time has destroyed. Where is all that United Soviet Socialist Republic? Broken down into so many pieces, tore apart to pieces. And this will happen invariably. If there is no universal flag there, real international society, Prabhupada said, this is United Nations. You can unite only with Krishna in the center. He didn't see demoniac or demons, demoniac or devotees or anything. He told, why are you discriminating like this? Remove this big ego. I am American, you are Indian, or I am Indian, you are African. All this is ego. Just understand, everyone is a part of Krishna. It's an international society. Everyone is equally miserable, rich or poor in love of God. If they don't have it, they are really poor. And anyone, they may be tribals in Africa, but if they have love of God, they are the richest people, like Kolavecha Sridhar or Maharaj Pratap Rudra. They are the same. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada fearlessly repeated the same pastime in Kali Yuga, very so close in time for us, showing how, as Prahlad Maharaj, fearlessly going there and preaching right to the face of Hiranyakashipu, to this demoniac civilization, and all their so-called professors who were teaching how to discriminate, how to control and enjoy this world. He says, nothing, all this is nonsense. And told all his children, Kaumara Acharet Pragyo, right from the age of five, take up this process, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. So we see, practically this thing has come true. It's not some ancient, this is parampara. Parampara means the same truth, the essence of it is manifest and living. The living truth, even today, not dead and gone, but the living truth. And that is thanks to parampara. We understand. So this is the devotional fervor of Prahlad. That is supposed to be the topic, so I should end with topic. I just went off. But the devotional fervor of Prahlad Maharaj was his fixedness in his devotion, which in parampara, very much in parampara, Srila Prabhupada, the Bhakti Vedanta, came in our lives. Now it's up to us how we will accept this and perfect our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prahlad Maharaj ki. Shri Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.